Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Vivina and Grace with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a man has been charged after stabbing a teenage boy during an alleged home invasion on the Gold Coast. Police allege the 52-year-old man broke into a unit in Varsity Lakes at 1 a.m. on Wednesday. The boy was taken to Gold Coast University Hospital in a stable condition with a stab wound in the chest. The man is due to appear in court today.
Queensland Showgirl Awards at Brisbane's Ecker Celebrations will have contestants wear uniforms this year to quell beauty pageant mentality and cost of living pressures. The showgirls have swapped out sparkling expensive outfits to identical navy blue dresses. Dress seamstress Helen Webb says by removing financial barriers during the cost of living crisis, the contestants would be presented equally for the first time in more than four decades.
In national news, Sydney's drag open mic scene is set to become smaller after two of the region's organizers are put on hiatus. While the Imperial Hotel has cancelled its drag competition shows, the ARC's Drag for Dollars will be put on pause for the next coming weeks, with plans to reopen in October. However, various drag open nights in Sydney, including Slay for Pay at Universal, will remain open.
A UNSW-led project, Culturally Nourishing Schools, or CNS, has been rolled out in eight New South Wales schools in an effort to reach long-term engagement with First Nations communities. Research into Indigenous education found that schools engage best with Aboriginal students when employed practitioners are well-resourced, willing to try different approaches, and can tap into broader aspirations of communities. Terence Simpson, Deputy Principal of Tweed River High School, says CNS has led various projects within and outside of classrooms and made students embrace their cultural heritage.
In international news, Colombian drug boss Dero Antonio Usaga has been sentenced to 45 years in jail. A U.S. judge referred to Usaga as ruthless, calling him more prolific than Pablo Escobar and John Gotti. Usaga acted as leader of Clan del Golfo for nearly a decade, commanding a 6,000-strong paramilitary responsible for countless killings and sending multi-ton shipments of cocaine to the U.S.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.